The network that carries the Suns, Coyotes, Diamondbacks, and Mercury games in Arizona is in trouble. Diamond Sports Group, the parent company of the 19 Bally Sports channels across the country, has missed a payment and could be moving towards bankruptcy. And that has some fans worried about being able to watch their team's games. As my next guest explains, all of this is leading the industry to take another look at the regional sports network, or RSN, model altogether. Bill Shea is a senior sports business reporter for The Athletic, and he joins me. And Bill, how did we get to this point where these RSNs are in such financial trouble?
Well, it's a long time coming, and then sort of happened real quick in the last few years. But, basically RSNs became a big thing, the primary method for delivering a lot of live sports games on TV in the 1990s, and through the 2000s. But at the same time, other technologies were arising, the internet chiefly, and then streaming arose, and people started cutting cable, and that has picked up pace more and more and more. And when those households were lost, the money was lost that allowed these RSNs to easily pay the enormous rights fees to air these games. And that built up financial pressure. Disney decided it wanted to buy 21st Century Fox a few years ago. That included Fox's 20-some RSNs. For that deal to be completed, and it was 70-some billion dollars, Disney had to turn right around and sell these 20-some RSNs, and it found a buyer in Sinclair. Then they rebranded them as Bally Sports, as people recognize them today. But the financial pressures continued. So Sinclair's RSN subsidiary, which is called Diamond Sports Group, got further into financial trouble. They just earlier this month skipped a debt payment, and they're looking at reorganization, potentially bankruptcy. Maybe a white knight comes in and buys it all up with a lot of money to burn. But we find ourselves now, after all of this, in a sort of wait and see what happens. That's a real big wait and see what happens.
Right. Well, so based on your experience, based on your reporting, what seems to be the most likely scenario for what happens to these Bally Sports stations and the games that they carry?
Well, I think there'll be some sort of reorganization. It's not clear yet whether that will happen within a bankruptcy framework or just negotiations, with the various lenders, the sports leagues. But Diamond Sports Group's looking for debt relief. They don't have the money to pay what they owe, basically short and long term. Everybody has said games will continue. They will be on your TV, but we're going to get a sense over, I think, coming months, exactly what the reorganization and debt relief will look like. And these leagues have to figure out, can we get our money, because that money sustains not just profits, but, the ability to pay payroll for players and to put games on. And none of this is cheap. Creating and producing these broadcasts at the RSN level is not a cheap thing to do. So it's not like Major League Baseball can just walk in and overnight have the infrastructure to do that. So there's some real risk here.
Well, it's interesting because MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has said that, games will continue to be available. And it also kind of seems like, if you read between the lines based on what he's saying, that MLB might be looking at this as an opportunity to maybe do things a little differently, maybe get rid of blackouts in particular markets, things like that.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I hear about from fans when I write about RSNs is the blackout stuff, with online and on TV. So that's a huge question. Is this an opportunity for all of the leagues to regain control of their digital streaming rights and perhaps roll out an expanded, MLB TV, NBA, those sort of products owned by the leagues? And this is occurring while streaming is on the rise, the streaming wars, which are unprofitable for everybody, as consumer habits continue to change. But the question just comes down to money. Even if you shifted all of your games from, your Comcast or whatever your cable or satellite provider is to an app on your phone through baseball or the NBA, how much are they going to charge to make up for the loss of those rights fees that the RSNs, you know, the Diamond was paying billions of dollars to these teams for. You know, can you make up the revenue? Because if you can't, well, there's a real problem with the whole economic structure of these leagues.
Right. So you mentioned that all of the leagues affected by this say that their games will continue to be on TV. Will they continue to be on TV? Like, is there reason to not believe them, or that fans might miss out? For example, the NHL, the NBA going into the sort of the home stretch of their seasons, MLB, of course, starting up pretty soon.
I think, you know, because of the timing, you know, the NBA and the NHL were inching towards their playoffs and things like that. A lot of their rights fees have already been paid for this season. You know, baseball is coming up quicker than we realize. You know, those rights fees are coming up to be paid. And the question is, does Diamond Sports have the cash on hand? Can they reorganize to get additional lending, you know, influx of cash to keep going so that the consumer's experience isn't affected? Because, you know, on both sides, that's sort of the nightmare scenario is you're off TV, you're not being streamed. That's a real problem. I think it's in everybody's best interest. The games for now continue. What it looks like in maybe 2024, that's a real open question. You know, there's still a lot of debate within the industry about what is the future of streaming? You know, what is the new normal of sports consumption going to look like? It's probably going to look different. And we're seeing a lot of hybrid deals now, like the NFL with its Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime Video, you know, nationally. And the NBA is expected to have a big streaming package when its next set of media rights come up in 2 years. So there's a lot of question marks right now. We're in a huge inflection point, basically, for sports right now in this country.
Yeah, well, I wonder if you think that what's going on now with Diamond Sports Group says anything about other RSNs. I mean, you think about, you know, for example, in the Bay Area, there's one there for the MLB teams there, and the Golden State Warriors, the Yankees and the Mets each have their own RSNs. Like, does this say anything, what's going on now, about any of the other operations?
The whole RSN model is in trouble, but you know, Sinclair and Diamond are sort of in the crosshairs because of, you know, they have an $8 billion plus debt load on top of the shifting sands of how we consume television and sports and streaming and all that. You know, Sinclair clearly doesn't want to dip into its own pockets to sort of subsidize Diamond any more than it has. There's no other RSN provider as big as Diamond. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 19 channels and 47 teams. The other ones have a little bit different financial arrangements, like Yes Network, I believe, is profitable and has a bunch of investors. I don't think anything is in near jeopardy for them, but they are still subject to the same economic and consumer forces going on. It just, you know, the younger people consume sports differently.
All right. That is Bill Shea, senior sports business reporter at The Athletic. Bill, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.